Welcome to Rebecca Neal, the podcast, where I, Rebecca, your host, share thought-provoking episodes with you to help you take your life from where it is now to where you want it to be. I have a huge desire and passion to help people just like you get out of their own way and start living the life that they deserve. I'm here to help you feel empowered, educated, and inspired to get into massive action and create change in your life today. Join me weekly as I share insights into the online business world, social media, and many other motivational topics, and also interview some of the world's most incredible humans to help you become the best version of yourself. Hello, and welcome back to Rebecca Neal, the podcast. I am actually going to say the same thing I say every week. Really excited to share this episode with you because you know why I always say that? It's because I genuinely connect to everything that I share. I genuinely share things that are on my heart that I energetically can feel, that I don't just jump on here with nothing to say that or just some random topic. Like, I put so much thought into everything I put online because I just don't want to add to the noise. I don't want to be another thing that you consume and just get on with your day. I genuinely want to put great energy out there, great positivity into the world. And I guess if you have listened along for a long time or followed me for a long time, you'd know that. But if you are new, welcome to my podcast. This is a space that's safe for you to be a part of, that you can connect with anytime. And hopefully you feel educated enough to make some really empowered decisions in your life. And so today's episode, it's one that's, this has been on my heart for a little while now. And you may or may not have noticed that I haven't been that present on my stories on Instagram or online. I'm still always showing up because remember, consistency is the key to anything when it comes to business. And so I do live that out. But it's been really heavy lately. Has anyone else been feeling energetically heavy? Or I keep saying I feel heady because my head just feels like, I feel like there's this bowling ball attached to my neck. And so it's just the energy of the consciousness at the moment, like the planet and the shifts and everything that's taking place. People are in a lot of uncertainty and fear, and I don't doubt them, and that we are collectively picking up. So if you're feeling a bit at the moment, that's probably why, and that is okay. And so it's just really about grounding yourself, whatever that looks like for you. I'm really struggling not being near the beach and being able to ground myself in the sand and the ocean. So I'm just trying to earth myself as much as I can in the dirt or in the grass and things like that. Really, really important. So today's episode, let's dive in because it's a good one. And I'm just excited to share it. You know, I was sitting in my journaling this morning and I was like, you know what? It's time to share this. And it's really time to open up about this topic because we talk about this behind the scenes, and I'm sure many can agree that are listening to this. And please do share this episode with others if you feel called to, because I think it's going to really resonate with you. And I know, you know, some of my closest friends that I do chat to about this also feel the same way. So I know that there are women, potentially you are one of them, that can't afford the hefty price tag that it comes with the kind of support that someone like myself can provide you, for someone that is in the coaching space that's been here for a long time. And a few months ago, I'm going to get really real with you, so I hope that's okay. A few months ago, I felt literally repulsed by the coaching industry. And I know that is so hard to say. And I no longer felt like I wanted to be a part of it. I no longer felt proud of what I was doing and felt that it was really hard. You know, this is my industry that I've been in for over a decade. I've been a coach since I was in my early 20s. I'm now 36. It's all I know. I've always been a coach. Yes, I've had odd jobs here and there. And, you know, when I was studying nutrition, I worked doing that sort of stuff. But I've always been a coach. And I used to feel like it was such a privilege to be a coach. I felt so like it was such an honor to help people get results, to remove them from one pain point to another. And maybe you're listening thinking, yeah, it is. I feel so happy that I get to do that. And, you know, for me, I had achieved so much in this space. You know, I'd worked with so many amazing women, and I still am right now. And through that time, I just have been able to connect and create so many great results for people. But I felt slightly embarrassed. Like on a deeper level, I'm telling you, I'm getting deep here. I felt shame. I felt guilt. I was asking myself questions like, am I just part of the noise? Am I part of the problem and not the solution? And I really had to spend some time in self-reflection, analyzing, journaling, connecting. And, you know, on top of all this, there's been a massive shift in the planet. There's lots of noise going on outside of us. I moved locations, which hasn't been incredible for me. And, you know, my environment and lifestyle change has affected me. So I was like, am I feeling this because of that? And I really had to sit with my shit, let's say. You know, my coaching, I don't know if you know my story. And so I'll share just a little bit of the beginning stages. And that's, it all began from me watching The Biggest Loser. So in Australia, we had The Biggest Loser on when I was in my early 20s. I remember when it first came out. And I literally cried. I was like, I have to do that for people. What they are going through and feeling right now, I need to help people with that. I want to get people results like that, that change their lives, that are incredibly powerful to them, that can change the whole course of the way they show up in the world, the way that they are living their life. That's where it began. So that's when I went out and, you know, obviously started in the fitness industry, and the rest is history. You know, so I've taken a little bit of time off social media, and that's why I have been quiet, you know, showing up on my stories. I just haven't felt like I've been able to connect from an authentic place and, you know, still live in integrity. I can't do things unless I feel energetically aligned, in a sense that it's my truth and I'm speaking my authentic truth. I can't watch people that just do things for greed and for money and chase numbers, and it's just not who I am. I've never had an income goal. I've only ever had impact goals. And what I mean by that is I don't get driven by numbers of money. And so I've had a lot of success in my career. I've had huge amounts of income months. And I really believe that comes from just focusing on what I'm here to do, focusing on the impact that I'm here to have. And when we come from that place of authenticity, that's where the magic really happens anyway. When we're not pushing and hustling for money, when we're doing things for money purposes, there's a lack of fulfillment. There's a lack of drive that comes from a genuine place. And so with time away from all the noise and in self-reflection, I found it. I found where I fit, and here we have it. And that's why today's episode is exciting, because I have the chance to share it with you now, because I had to sit and figure it all out, right? And so I realized what I was really passionate about, and this has been happening over the last, say, 6 to 12 months, was women maybe like you who know they need support, who know they need help, they're ready for accountability, and they're willing to do the work it takes. They're not just going to half-ass show up inside a coaching business or half-ass show up for their sessions. They're ready to do the work it takes to get the results. But for whatever reason, which is more than okay, they're not able to invest $10,000 or more into it, you know, just now or at the time they're at. So what does that mean? They're not allowed to have coaching support, that they can't move forward in their business or with their business ideas? Because this is the thing, it shouldn't come down to that. If you genuinely want what you want to create, and you hear people say, oh, you'll find the money, it will show up. Yeah, you will to some degree, but some people can't afford $10,000 because they have kids, because they're working two jobs, like whatever the reason is, and that's okay. And so what it means is if you don't have this money, you don't get to move forward in your business because you don't know what you need to do, or you may feel overwhelmed because there's so much information out there, or you've taken on so much free information, but where do you begin, or how do you actually get the results? So what happens is you stay where you are right now, and you've probably been there for a year already, and you're probably going to be there for another year. So I sat in this and I thought, how can I help these people? How can I really, really show up for these people who are chasing their passions, who want to create income, impact, and want to create an income doing so and doing what they love without that price tag to learn how to do it? And, you know, with me having all the experience I have with the last 12 years of coaching, having run businesses in the coaching space, the tools, the resources, I have it all. I've created all the content. Why wouldn't I want to help those people? Just because of the price point? Just because I'm worth more? Just because I have more value to give? Yes, to some degree, I am worthy of that. However, I want to help women like you. I want to help women like Louise, who went from being a dietitian in person to coming online, to having a thriving online business from home, working both with nutritional clients and now mentoring other dietitians. She also hit her first 10K month ever in history of her life with me as well. And then I had Chloe, who is incredibly powerful, who's created multiple 10K months with me, closed her gym, built a thriving online business in the space she actually wanted to be a part of and was so much more passionate about. And then there was Sophie, who went from a struggling nutritionist, seeing maybe one client here and there in person, to creating the strongest online personal brand that was attracting new clients' bookings every single week. And then my beautiful client, Angela, who is a powerful woman in network marketing in America, who is now thriving in that space and has her very own podcast. Then we've got Morgan, who went from working part-time in her coaching business and working full-time in her other business, in her other work, whilst being able to, when we were working together, she quit that job and now is a fully booked out life coach. In the time we were working together, these are the sorts of things that happen when you have the support that you need. It happens quicker and it happens because you know how. And then there was Mel. Mel went through so many different niches when we were together, discovering what it was that she wanted to do. And then realizing how passionate she was about a particular industry and is now creating programs for big corporations. And then there was beautiful Renee, who is a mama of three, who's gone from a traditional career, unsure where to take her side business, to hosting and organizing huge 300 plus guest in-person events. This is just the beginning of some of the people that I've worked with in the last 12 years. I could share so many more of these with you, of inspiring stories of what happens when you have the support, when you have the accountability, when you have the tools, the resources, the know-hows, the person who believes in you, the person who you can lean into. Check out my story on my highlight feed on Instagram. On I Am Rebecca Neal, you'll find all different results, people sharing their stories. There are so many, and I'm sorry that I couldn't mention everybody, but they are just a handful of the last 12 months. That's it. Not even the last 12 years. I want you to be on that list. If you're sitting listening to this now going, oh my God, I just want those results, then this mini mentorship, Unknown to Influential, is for you. This is where we're going to spend 8 weeks together inside an amazing, powerful, energetic container with a small number of other women. Why? Because this gives you a personalized experience. I don't want you signing up for this and investing in this and not getting the results, just like every other program you've signed up to. I want you to leave this mentorship knowing how to, having results, having earning money, getting your brand where you need it to be. I want you to experience it like it's personalized, so you don't just feel like another number that doesn't complete it. We will be covering so many things like your vision, your values, purpose, why you're doing it for you, why you're doing it for others, what your mission is, what your impact goals are, getting clarity on your message, your story, who you are not, creative ideas, goals, rituals, trusting your inner voice and intuition, connecting to your absolute truth and authenticity and showing up like that, personal branding, social media, the art of storytelling, creating I help statement, confronting your fears, building confidence, dealing with rejection, how to sell in the DMs, you know, your ideal client or customer, speaking the language of your ideal audience, attraction marketing, serving, adding value. You're going to learn how to sell. You're going to know how to build offers, product marketing, freebies, pricing, systems, tools, everything. Yes, all of that stuff that you know you need, you're going to learn with me. And you probably think, well, if you feel this way about helping people, why not make it free? I'll tell you why. Because when you pay attention. And when you invest, you learn and you earn. And I truly believe that. And let's be honest, if I'm able to show up for you at the best version of myself, I need to afford to be able to eat. Let's get real there. But think about it like this. How many times do you download freebies and not use them? We all do it. I really want you to invest in you, but at a level that you can feel comfortable doing so. And so I'm going to keep this intimate. There will only be 3 to 4 intakes a year with 10 women in each. That's it. So please do not miss out on this opportunity if you literally want to change the way you're doing your business for, let's say, 1/5 of the price that what most coaches will charge you for this sort of support and information. You will not only get support, like get part in this amazing mastermind group as well, you'll also get one-to-one access with me. So at the start of this mentorship, you will have a one-to-one private call. This alone is worth $500. Plus at the end of that, you will also get to tap into me. So after working with hundreds of women, I can guarantee you, you will be in the best place to grow your business. And I know you will get the results that you're after. And I have such a greater understanding since I have worked with so many different types of women and know that each and every individual has different goals, different challenges, different desires. And this is why sometimes when you sign up to programs, you don't get the results you want because it's not personalized enough. So if you're unsure of whether this is for you, if this mentorship is the right fit for you, and if I'm the best person to coach you and help you move forward with your business, then let's hop on a free 15-minute phone call and we can chat about where you're at and like decide whether this is beneficial for you right now, whether it's the right time to work together. I can't tell you how excited I am about this. I haven't been as excited about something in a really long time. So I do hope that you join me for the first ever intake, as this will be a very special one to be remembered. So I hope today's episode has given you a little insight of where I've been at, how I'm feeling, how I've got something amazing coming for you potentially or someone you know. So again, share this with someone if you feel it's suitable. Until next week, do keep safe and check back soon because I'm going to have more information on this. And also, I have lined up some new interviews because I have really missed doing them. And some of them are business owners who are revolutionizing the planet, doing incredible things with their products, a human design expert, and so many more. So do enjoy the rest of your day and week and jump over into the DMs if you want to have a chat about the mini mentorship. We will be starting towards the end of September. I haven't confirmed an actual date yet, but it's coming. The other reason as well that I will be doing this, you may or may not have noticed, I've gone back to finish my master's degree in nutritional medicine and dietetics, which I'm so excited about because again, I'm chasing what actually lights me up, not what everybody else thinks they should be doing. My passion is health and nutrition and it has been for a very long time. So if you haven't checked out my new Instagram account, Bare Nourished, it's where I'm sharing recipes and all the things I'll be learning to keep you healthy as well. Because one thing I know, especially after working with so many women, is that we need to look after ourselves to be the best coach we can be. Fit your own mask first is one of my sayings. If you don't look after your health, your mindset, your body, soul, you can't thrive. You can't have a thriving business and help other people if you're not able to help yourself, first. So this is where it's born from. The passion I have for helping women create amazing results and epic changes in their life evolves more than just the business space. It is a mind, body, soul thing for me. And that's why I'm so passionate about teaching women how to build the most incredible businesses through that, through getting clear on their purpose, speaking their truth, remembering who they are, and showing up online with that. But remembering to connect to the mind, body, and soul because it's so important to be thriving. To have a thriving business. I'm going to leave it there. P.S. How do you like my new podcast cover? Please let me know over in the DMs on Instagram. Until next week, have an amazing day.